Okay, today's daf is Dafid Ches. In Brachos, we're holding right by the new parak, Dafid Zayim HaBeis, towards the bottom. Misha Beis Mutl Fanav. A person whose mace is Mutl in front of him. So it actually sounds like that the mace we're talking about, presumably, is one of the seven Kravim, that he's Mechuyev to be Metapel, he's Mechuyev to deal with the mace. The Chayruhua Din, and it's clear throughout this Mishnah Gemara, it makes the person an Einan. This idea of having to Metapel with the mace would also seemingly apply with a mace mitzvah. A mace mitzvah becomes like a person's own mace, and in some ways even more chamer. Misha mace in Mitzvah, a person who has a mace that's before him, that's Chayev Kvura. The first person is exempt from Kriyashma, from Davening Shemar Esrei, and from wearing Tefillin. And from all mitzvahs that are listed in the Torah, and the first time actually bothered, we had this question from Taisi Daf Yudalev. If you're going to tell me the pata for all mitzvahs and murus b'Torah, then why do you have to list out specifically Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Tefillin? So if you remember, we quoted this Mishnah on Daf Yudalev, and Taisi asked the question there, and Taisi answers that you would have thought that since Kriya Shema and Tefillah, Shemar Esrei of the morning and Kriya Shema are things that are passing, the mitzvahs that are, the zman passes, they expire, so maybe over there, you're not patur, maybe you're patur for mitzvahs that you can do later, you push it off, you do other mitzvahs later, might not even top with the burial. But a mitzvah that's passing, it's zman averis, maybe that you still mechuyev to do, so the mission wants to spell out, you're patur from even these mitzvahs. If I remember correctly, Yossel, when we said this, maybe it's Leon, he said that it's a loyzu avzu. Because the Mishnah first says, you put from Kriya Shema from Tefillah, and then you say, and then it says afterwards, and then afterwards it says, you put from Kol Mitzvahs Hamuras Patera. The question on the Tesis is, he answers Shema and Shemar Esrei, what happens to Tefillin? He didn't have to Tefillin. The whole idea is, the Kriya Shema or Shemar Esrei in the morning, it's his Zman Averis, or anyway, even in the evening, it's his Zman Averis to when you Kedavin, and therefore, there'll be a havmina you could break even when you're on top of the mace. To daven, kamashma on the no, you putter from this and on the Torah. But tefillin the chayra, since when it's tefillin is manai veras. So the first one we want to say that, anachlami, that there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin every moment. There's, according to this Mishnah, there's a mitzvah to wear every moment, and every moment the one's not wearing tefillin, it's considered a mitzvah, a veras for that moment. You're right. Perhaps it could be Yetzes obligations, absolute obligation, by putting on once a day, but there's still a separate mitzvah to wear tefillin every moment. There's actually a machlekes, which is not really our sugya today. There's a machlekes. Everyone seems to agree there is a mitzvah to wear tefillin every moment, but is that mitzvah deraisa or derabanan? Meaning, certainly there's a mitzvah deraisa to wear tefillin every day. Everyone puts on tefillin every day. For a moment, he's yetzes to that mitzvah deraisa. But is there an additional mitzvah deraisa to wear tefillin every moment, or is that mitzvah to wear tefillin every moment a mitzvah derabanan? Even if it's derabanan, it's still mitzvah veris, but that's the discussion in the version whether that mitzvah is mitzvah derabanan or not. Okay, but that would be the answer. Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal says that answers an addendum to Tosfos that it's not just Shema and Tefillin and Shemar Esrei. Even Tefillin is a mitzvah of Eris. Therefore, the Mishnah has to speak it out. Vayter. Nice amita. Those who are carrying the bed. V'chiluf v'chilufim. Those who are carrying the mace in the coffin. V'chiluf v'chilufim. And those who are standing to replace them to take over for carrying. Eshel fnei amita v'shach amita. So the Mishnah, this is Akdama. There are those that are before the bed, and there are those that are behind the bed. Those that are before the bed have not a chance, the way Rashi explains, to carry the bed yet. Those that are behind the bed, they've had a chance to carry, but they may be called into duty again. So the halach is as follows. Eshel fnei amita, those that are before the bed, they haven't carried the mace at all. So eshel fnei amita, tzarech ben p'turim, those who are before the bed, where the mita still needs them to be carried, they're still going to be helping out to carry the nifter. So they're part of Girshma. Veshel achamita tzarech ben chayev. Again, this is the Rashi's girsa. Those who are behind the bed, even if the bed still needs them, they may still have to carry their pater. Rashi explains why. Because since they've already carried the bed, they've already were Isaac in the mitzvah of carrying this mace, they're not as tarred, they're not as stressed, and therefore they can still break away and say Shema, and we're not as concerned. Taisa's bad and Taisa's manfshach. If they're needed to carry, who cares if they've already carried? If they're still needed, they're pater. If they're not needed, they're not pater. And therefore Taisa indeed switches the gears to the Mishnah. That's why he learns the Mishnah. He learns that don't be gears, that those who are in front are pater, those who are back are chayev, irrespective of whether they're needed. He says, those who are needed are pater, and those who are not needed are, sorry. Yeah, and those who are not needed, those who are already carried, are going to be chayev zikri yishma. Okay. The Eluv Elu, and all these, that's just kind of kriya shma. In any case, those who are in front, those who are in the back, are certainly going to be put from Shemar Esrei, which takes too much time, and it would preclude them from being able to help further. They bury the mace, and then they would walk back from the cemetery. When they used to walk back from the cemetery, they used to make a rose, a shura, and the available to walk in between. So if they're able to start Kriyishma and complete it before reaching the Shura, then they should start. But if they can't start and finish before reaching the Shura, they shouldn't even begin to start before making the Shura. What's called start and finish? What's finished? Three full parshas? Just the first pasuk? There's a bit different extremes. We're going to have the Gemara in tomorrow's Daf Meretz Yamadaf Yates. What's considered able to be Ligmar? Now, while they're standing in the Shura, and Avail walking through, those who are in the innermost part of the Shura of the row, who are going to be giving Divrei Nechama to the Avail, see them, those of course are part of a Kriyashma because they're busy giving Nechama to the Availim. However, those who are further back in the back row, those are going to be Chayav because since anyway, the Tver Yisrael explains, anyway, the mourners don't hear them, the mourners don't really see them, okay, now what they're saying, they can stand in the back and they can say Kriyashma while they're standing in that Shura. Okay, the Mishnah, we have a Girsa now about Nasha Vadim, but it's really going to be quoted in the next Mishnah. We'll leave that for now. Zakti Mar. Mutalafanav in, Shayna Mutalafanav lay. So we're saying Dafka, if the Mason Mutalafanav is the part of a Kriyashma, if the Mason is not Mutalafanav, if the Mason is not Mamish in front of him, then he's Chayav in Kriyashma. For a mini, Misha Mason Mutalafanav, a person has a Mace next to him, Eichel Babai Sacher. You don't eat in the house where the Mace is there. If he doesn't have another house, so go to your friend's house. Borrow your friend's house. Go to your friend's house. If he has no friend's house to go to, he has no choice. He's not going to starve. So he makes a mechitza in the room where he's in with the mace, the house where he's in with the mace, and he eats. The first actually pointed out, in even the same house, a different room would also be good. Back then, they didn't have these multiple rooms in their houses, right? So in a house with multiple rooms, that would also be fine. You're only going to a chaveri's house if you don't have separate rooms within the house. Okay, so what if there's no separate rooms and he can't go to Chaveri? He makes a mechitza in that room and eats. If he has nothing to do with to make a mechitza, he turns his face to the side and then he eats. He doesn't eat reclining, that's the way they used to eat. Reclining, but it's a little bit, it's considered disparaging to the mace to eat in such a manner. Veina eichel baser, doesn't eat meat. Veina shashayin, doesn't drink wine. Veina mevarach, he doesn't make a bracha. Veina mezamin, and nor does he enjoy, does he join? He doesn't say Berachas Amazon. They Berachar Love, Eim Zamer Love, and no one benches on his behalf. You don't make a bracha for him to be Yates even, and he doesn't join into a Zim and Berachas Amazon with top of Yud Chesam and Aleph. Who part of a Kriyashma from Tefila? He's part of a Kriyashma from Shemar Esrei. Who from Tefila? From Tefila. Who Mekalem Mitzvahs Mers Patera? Who Mitzvahs Asad and Teira? Who for Shabbos and Shabbos where you can't do a burial that day anyway. So the two, we really should pause for a second. The two reasons why he's part of all mitzvahs and he shouldn't be doing these things when he has a mace is really two reasons given. One is because he's supposed to be busy with the burial. He's supposed to be busy. That's the idea of an einan in. Einan is, he's not supposed to be busy with anything else but taking care of the mace. So doing any of these other things, even mitzvahs, or eating in a way that, in a manner that's enjoying himself, they're all considered a way that may distract him from bearing the mace. That's one issue. Another issue is perhaps the, not so much the being busy with the mace, but it's degrading. It's a lack of respect. It's a lack of respect to do these things in front of a mace, to be busy eating or doing other stuff in front of a mace. So again, it's a question of his lack of respect, or a question of him being busy with other stuff and forgetting to tend to the mace. Okay. Says the Marvaiter, but on Shabbos, where he can't bury the mace anyway, so the halacha is mace if he can sit leaning down, he can eat meat and drink wine, and he can make brachas, mezamin before eating and after eating, benching, and they can make a bracha on his behalf, and they can make a zim with him, once he's mechayev in all the mitzvahs just listed, he's mechayev in all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Tanakhama said mechayev chametz b'shem amos b'Torah. Says the Marvam Rabbi Chaim Benayo, what's the difference between the two shitas? Tashma shemita gwenayo, dvarim shebet sinna, ultimate sinna, tashma shemita, if it was a leil of aina, and he was mechayev to have relations with his wife, is he mechayev even as an ainin or not? That's the mechalikas. Tanakhama said he's chayev all mitzvahs, but he was not including the mitzvah of tashmash of aina, and Rosh Hashanah is saying he's even mechayev the mitzvah of aina. Okay, but we still have a stira. We're saying in our Mishnah, Misha Mason, but the lefana of his mashma only if the mason is in front of him, not if it's mason in a different, not in his presence. But we had clearly in this brayso, k'tani mias, pata mikriyish mar tefila, umenat tefila, mekomis admeres b'teira. Even when he's, this presumably was saying he shouldn't eat in this house, He should go to the next door, to his other house, or to his friend's house, and yet he's still putter in Kriyishma, and Tefillin, and Shemar Esrei, and Tefillin, and all the mitzvahs of Mursa Torah, even when he's not in the presence of the mace, even when he's in a different house. Steve, it's what we said. Answers the Gemara, two answers. Amar Papa Tirgama Machsapana Vaychol. You could say that then in the Mishnah, it says he's putter from all these things of the Brisa, sorry, is talking specifically in that case where he didn't have another house. He didn't have a friend's house. What did he do? He put a partition up in the same room. In that case, he's putter for everything. But indeed, if he went to his friend's house or his other house that he owns, then he's not going to be putter, because Vayit is only when it's Mason Mittel fun of. That's our proper answers, the steer of the Brisa. And the Lashon of our Mishnah, that the Brisa was going only on that last case of the Brisa where the Mason is in the same room as Ravash Amar, no. Kivin shemutla v'koyvrei kemutla l'fun of dummy. Ravash says, as long as it's an obligation on him to bury the mace, that's called mutla l'fun of. Meaning he's re-taiching. When our Mishnah says mutla l'fun of, it doesn't mean the mace is dafka in front of him right now. When he has an obligation to tend to a mace, that's considered mutla l'fun of. That's considered always as if it's in front of him, and therefore the din of the price and the din of Mishnah on Arasira, it's one and the same din. Shenemar v'yakam avram me'alpani mesai the nemar, and it says v'ekra mesim l'funai caused by shemutla l'koyvrei mutla l'fun of dummy. The mace wasn't exactly in front of Avram the whole time when he was dealing with Bnei Ches, when he was dealing with trying to bury Bnei Sarah. Yet the lashon was Mal Pnei Mesa, Vekma Mesa Milafanai. He keeps referring to the mace as if it's in front of him, because the obligation to tend to the mace and bury the mace makes it as if the mace is in front of the person, even if it's not. What do you mean? Right. No, 100%. But the Brisa does say, Mesa Milo Tufanov, he should go to a different house. Right. So,
Very good.
Yossi saying that Lemaisa, the Mishnah, the Brisa does start with the same Nusach of Mesa Milo Tufanov. It does explain go to another house, which was a Havamina for a question, but the fear of Ashi's Teretz, it comes out very good that the same Sprach of Milo Tufanov is used, even when you go to a different house, it fits very well. The Brisa employed such a Lashon. That's a good point. Now, just quickly, just go back to this din in our Mishnah of Einan. First of all, Einan was saying he's part of Shema, and from Shema Nesse, very good. And was saying also from Tefillin. L'chari, we've had earlier in this Pesachta that even Avil, not just Einan, Einan is the first day of the Misa. Avil, at least the first day of Avilus, is putter in Tefillin as well. And what do we say? We wrote a drasha. The pasuk says pe'ercha. It calls the tefillin a pe'er. And we know that Rashi explains that while a person's rolling in the mud in Avilus, he can't wear Tefillin. So why do you have to come on to him? For tefillin, the fact that he's an einan, the fact that it's a kol pe'er, which should be reason enough that he can't wear tefillin. Yishalmi says, enechanami. Yishalmi says, and the Rashi actually asks the same question, Shaka V'tayra. I don't think he quotes for the Yishalmi, but the Yishalmi asks this question and says, enechanami. Tefillin did not have to come on to the fact that he's an einan, not to wear tefillin. Even after being an einan, even the first day of Avelos, he can't wear tefillin either. The fact that it's listed over here is because Agav says, Kriyishma, and Shemar Esrei, he can't say, therefore we say he can't wear tefillin either, else einan, but really, tefillin, he wouldn't be able to wear viter, even else avails. Now there's a shaila, the way Rashi explains, maybe we just spoke about a moment ago, what's the pshat of an avil can't wear tefillin? Is Rashi explains it that since he's an avil, he's like rolling in the mud, he's in a bad state, and tefillin itself is supposed to be a pe'er. It doesn't pass for a pe'er, someone who's not in a state to be uplifted, to be wearing tefillin. So it's a problem mitzad the tefillin. The tefillin shouldn't be worn by a person who's not going to treat like a pe'er. The other malach would be, and again, mechap saf min is in halacha, that it's not so much the issue of the tefillin being disparaged. An avil, it's a stirat avelus to wear tefillin. It's a stirat avelus. So again, is it a problem with the tefillin, that the tefillin aren't being treated properly by being worn by someone who's in the state? Or is it a problem with the avil? Simple enough, community is, let's say there's a time where if someone's an avil, but he's not mechuyev dini avelus. Chalamayid. He's an avil, but he's not mechuyev dini chalamayid, so shayfer tefillin anyway. But let's say there's an avil who's not mechuyev dini avelus. If the pshat is that because he's an avil, he shouldn't be tefillin doesn't belong to someone who's rolling in the mud, so then it's not a problem mitzad the tefillin, it's a problem mitzad the, if it's a problem mitzad the tefillin, it could be a problem even on chalamayid. If it's a problem mitzad the avelus, there's no avelus of chalamayid, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. That would be one general nafkamina at the Mefarshim discussed. Rav Akiva actually asked that the Yisham, the answer to Yishami's question would even be, perhaps, Yishami was asking, why is our Mishnah speaking out a case of tefillin by an einan? You said Shema, and Shemar Esrei, you understand you have to come out aninus. But tefillin, you can't wear anyway, else avelus. Forget about else aninus. So the Akiva asked, say a simple answer. We're talking about chalamayid. A chalamayid, maybe, you would be able to wear tefillin, Alza Velas, but not Alza Ninas. And therefore the Mishnah spoke out specifically specifically aninus for tefillin as well. But if you go, again, it depends on the two ways you learn, whether or not the issue of aninus, the issue of tefillin by al-tzpe'er. One other important diak in the bottom of Amud Beis is that Rashi seems to say that the einin is not obligated, in its tzarech. Twice, the bottom two Rashis. In its tzarech levarech, in its tzarech levarech. Rashi's mashma, he doesn't have to make a bracha, but of course, sounds like he would be allowed to make a bracha. He doesn't have to, but he's allowed to. Taisa jumps in and says, no, an ayin is not supposed to make a bracha. Doesn't have to. He's not supposed to. A big nafkamina would be, between Rashi and Taisa's, that let's say, one nafkamina is the place going to be, let's say, sphira. Sphira, if you hold it, sphira, we pass the sphira is one count of 49 days. If you mess up one day with a bracha, without a bracha, you can't count the rest. According to Rashi, you don't have to, but you'd be allowed to. Once you're allowed to, you can obviously be able to keep Sphira and continue counting Sphira. According to Taisus and the most Rishonim, Argamash, they say he's not allowed to do a mitzvah. If he misses one night of Sphira, he'd be out, and he wouldn't be allowed to keep it. It wouldn't be an optional. One last interesting halacha legabe an einen. If a person's an einen on Matzah Shabbos, so he doesn't make Abdullah. The halacha is he'll make Abdullah till when? Very good. Till Tuesday. He can make Abdullah till Tuesday. So the shah is like this. Does the einen make it up? He's only on one day. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, does he make up Havdalah or not? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, what is the din that you can make Havdalah till Tuesday? Is the Pshat that till Tuesday is a Zman for Havdalah? And till you did it, you still have a chance to make Havdalah. Or no? The Zman for Havdalah is when? Matzah Shabbos. If you miss it, there's a din of Tashlumin till Tuesday. Again, is it a makeup or is that the Zman Havdalah? If the Pshat is that the Zman Havdalah is till Tuesday, so then this person was an Ayin of Matzah Shabbos, no problem. Is Ayin Matzah Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he can make Avdalah. If, however, the Pshat is that the Zman Avdalah is only Matzah Shabbos, the rest is Tashlumen, he was Pater B'Shas Zman Avdalah. If he was Pater B'Shas Zman Avdalah, there would be no Inyan to make up something you're Pater for. You don't have to make up something that you were Mechuyiv in and you missed. Okay. Zakti Marvaitim. Mesai in Avashar Malay. Says the Gemara, the Lashon Mishnah is Mashma, that if he has a relative that died, he's Pater and Shema and all the other mitzvahs. However, if he's just being a shamer, it's not his own chiyuv, it's not his own relative that he has to bury, he's just a shamer of the mace, he would be mechuyev. For Tanya, Hamashamas a mace, Afishan a mace, if a person's watching a mace, even though it's not his own mace, even though it's not related, Pater from Kriyashma, Munat Tfila, Munat Tfilin, he's Pater from Kriyashma, from Shema Esrei, and from wearing Tfilin, becomes a Murs Patera, for all them is a Torah. The same Allah applies, even if he's just watching a mace, it's not his own relative. Answers the Gemara, you're right, both are true. Meshamrei af bishena meisai, meisai af bishena meshamrei. If a person is watching the mace, even though it's not his own mace, right? Or if the person is mechuyev to bury the mace, it's a relative, even though he's not actually there watching, in both cases, you're part, it's almost like both this verse said before. It's the obligation to tend to the mace, that's one idea. Or the degrading by doing something in front of the mace that the mace can't do. Let's see. Mace of Meshamer in, says more in second. You tell me, Dafka, person who's either has a relative to bury, or he's engaged in watching the mace, he's pater. Av Mahalach basic for his life, but a person who just happens to be walking through a basic for his life, which is a funny diak. We didn't say that. You can't, it's not so simple just to infer from what we said. These two, yes, the Mahalach basic for his life. No, we mean a person who's walking on the street. Lai. Astam, a separate guy who has no mace, who has no Meshamer, who's not watching a mace, walking on the street. He could do mitzvahs, but the mar makes a jump, a diak. Av mahalach basic kvaras lay. It sounds like a person who's walking the kvaras would not have any restrictions. But it's not true. Vatanya lehach on the basic kvaras, with film beresha, v'sevetar b'zroi v'kare. A person shouldn't walk in the basic kvaras wearing tefillin, so that's doing a mitzvah. V'sevetar b'zroi v'kare. It's an interesting diak here. Some of Farshim learn, it's two different things. Sevetar b'zroi, holding sevetar, or kare, or saying psukkah for sevetar, even my heart. Either one is a problem to do that in the basic kvaras. And some learn it means one thing. Sefer Torah is Revi Kairi, holding a Sefer Torah in his hands wouldn't be a problem unless he's reading from it. Holding Sefer Torah in front of in a basic verse wouldn't be an issue, according to some, because you're not being Isaac in a mitzvah, you're holding a Sefer Torah. Only if you're reading the Sefer Torah, that's taunting the mace, and that, therefore it's a problem. Again, that's a some learn. Rambam says very clearly, he takes out the word Kairi. Holding a Sefer Torah alone, according to Rambam, is already a problem. The Maisa Kane, and if a person does such a thing in a basic verse, he's embarrassing, he's mocking the poor person, the mace that can't do mitzvahs, and he's mocking the mace who can't do mitzvahs. So you see clearly, going in a basic verse also is a restriction. Not just if a person has a mace that he's mutl to bury, and not just if he's watching a mace, walking in the basic verse also is a restriction. Where it says, you're right. Damamar, Tefis Abraham, Mace, Tefis Abraham is the Kriyashma, Hachas Abraham is Nami Pater. Simple chilik. Over there, by the basic forest, the din of Leg Lerosh is only within 4 amas. Within 4 amas of Mace, you can't do mitzvahs, you can't say Kriyashma, you can't reach Mesef Torah, or hold the Sefer Torah according to me, we explain from Rambam, fine. That's only within 4 amas. Once you add a 4 amas, you can do all these things, and you're Mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. Over here, someone who's being ashamed around the Mace, or someone who's has an obligation to bury a relative, they're Pater even from. Even when they're more than 4 amas away from the mace, they're still going to be putter. Gufa, now we quote this whole b'risa, ha-mashamis a mace, a person who's watching a mace, alpishet a mace, even though it's not his own relative, putter mekriya shema mena tefillah, he's putter from shema, shema nasri mena tefillah, from wearing tefillah, mekomis is more than putter, same lesson in our Mishnah, we say about a person who's watching a mace, even an arm relative. Hayushnayim, if there's two people, two shayimrim there, zemishab zekar, zemishab zekar, and they take turns. One watches while the other goes and says shema, and one watches while the other one says shema. Benaz Aymer, what if they're on a boat? Manicha b'zav azu, they put the mace in one corner, umispal and shneim b'zav azachares, and they can both go and dive in another corner. Mashmoy says, they can both go and dive at the same time in the other corner. We don't have to have say, zeb b'sham b'kerm, zeb b'sham b'kerm. Rabbi Nayo, what's the machlekes between these two tanoim? I'm Ravina, very simple. Choshu nachbar mik benayo. On the boat, the whole shayla is there a concern of mice? On a boat, there's typically not going to be, is less of a concern of having, of the body being eaten or some critter coming and getting hold of the body. Marzav Lechashina, Tanakami says, no, even on a boat, we're still concerned. Whereas Marzav Lechashina, on a boat, we're not concerned. And therefore, both are able to take a break and daven at the same time. In a case where you're not on a boat, then everyone agrees you have to take turns. The two shayimim can't both leave at the same time. Tanaban. Hamel Chatzam is Michael Makam, person transporting bones from place to place. Harez Le'inim, Bediska V'inim, Agabechamar. He's transporting bones of a mace from one place to another place to be buried. He shouldn't put them in a sack and put them on a donkey, Vierkabalin, and ride the donkey together with the sack. It's a minig b'zayin for these bones. But if he's afraid that these nachrim are going to do something damaging to these bones, and he's trying to do it for the protection of the bones, umnei or robbers, so he needs to get away as fast as possible. Mutter, then it's mutter to go in such a fashion, even though it's not the greatest covet for bones. It's mutter. And the same method they said about atzamas, so to say b'sefer Torah. In a case where you're coming to protect the Torah, you could do the same thing. Says the Rahai, which part is the same sefer Torah as bones? Reisha, if it's going on the first part of the first din of the Reisha, the first din of the Brisa, which is the what? That in a case where there's no danger, you're not allowed to ride a Sefer Torah, ride with the Sefer Torah on the back of the donkey and sit on top of the donkey and be sitting next to her on top of the Sefer Torah. Pshita, Mikar Sefer Torah Tzamas, would I have a hot meal in the Sefer Torah is worse than a Tzamas? Ella Sefer. It's going on the Sefer, that what, where it said that when you're in a time of danger and you're in a rush to get away, you're allowed to put the bones on top of the animal and ride with the bones, so too by Sefer Torah. The first one said Lav Davka. A lot of the Rishonim want to say the no. That by the bones, first of all, by the bones, there's an option to either take the sack and hang it over the back of the donkey and ride, that's still fine. Or if really needed, you could put it on the back of the donkey and ride on the donkey itself, on the donkey's back, together with the bones. By Sefer Torah, some Rishonim want to say the hetter would only be to hold it hanging off the back of the animal, like in a sack, holding the Sefer Torah, that would be okay. But to ride on the back of the Sefer Torah would not be okay. What's the alternative? You're leaving a place where it's dangerous? Yes. Better leave the Sefer Torah. Some Rishonim speak to the Gazelle. Better leave the Torah place safe in a way, situation where it's dangerous for the Sefer Torah than to take it away in a non-bakavatic manner. To sit on a Sefer Torah on top of a donkey itself would be perhaps worse than leaving it to whatever these listim or goyim chalila do to it. Okay. Amar Chava Amar Yehuda, kolareya mace vein of laveo. Any person who sees a mace as not malava, a person who sees a mace being transported from place to place as not malava, big machlekes, if we have time at the end, maybe we'll speak at the halacha, probably have to speak it afterwards, that are we talking about transporting a mace from place to place, not the final resting place? Or are we talking about bringing a mace to the final resting place? Some want to say, dafka by the final resting place, we have this halacha. Not just times when we transfer from place to place. Others say, no, even when you transfer from place to place, what's the halacha? Kalaray mace, whoever sees a mace and is not malava the mace, on that pasuk of mocking the poor person, the flip side, if he is malava, what's his char? Amar vasi olav akos oimer, malva Hashem chayin and dal, Kadosh Baruch Hu lends to whoever is gracious to the poor, and he honors him, whoever honors those who, again, who are poor, who are destitute. So again, the machlokes really is, are we talking about bringing a person to his final destination, or to his, or a temporary place, and the machlokes carries further, is it dafka dalanamis? When you talk about being malaveo, is it dafka malaveo dalanamis? Or is it being malaveo him all the way till he gets into his actual burial place? How much levaya does one have to do? Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yonasan, Avishakti, Abbasim, for the basic verse. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonasan will walk with the basic verse. Avishakti, Tichalta, Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan's tzitzes were dragging on the floor. His tzitzes were dragging on the graves. Amr, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chizetim, Dalye, lift up your beggar, Kadesh Layami. They shouldn't say, Lamachar Baran Asleinu, Vachashem Mechar Fernasan. Tomorrow, he's coming to join us. He's going to be buried on the ground tomorrow with us, and now he's chepping us. He's, that he, that we don't have the mitzvah of tzitzes And this opens up a whole new topic. Rabbeinu says, do the mason know what's going on? The mason don't know anything. If you read once, you didn't read a second time. If you read it twice, you didn't do a third time. And if you learned the third time, three times, you never really got pshat. Now, instead of just explaining what the pshat of the words are, the mason know nothing, he's going to say new pshat, but first he explains the beginning of the pasuk. Know that they're going to die. What does that mean? That is referring to tzaddikim that even after they die, they're still called alive. Like it says of Binyo ben Yada ben Ishchai, it says Binyo ben Yada ben Ishchai, Rav Apollo ben Kapsel, who he cast Shnei Ariel, Mayav. So Binyo ben Yada, the son of the live one, he has many achievements from Kavtzel. He struck down the two commanders of Mayav, and he went down into the hit the lion inside the pit on the snowy day. That's the pasuk. And now he's going to explain the pasuk. Ben Ishchai, Atukulam, Ben Amazin, he's the son of a live one. Everyone else is the son of dead ones. People are born to dead people. Ela Ben Ishchai, Shafil Misase Karachai. He's Ben Ishchai because even after he died, his father was considered alive still. Rav Poyel, let me know Tzadikim Misase Karachayim. Rav Poyel, Mekapsel, what does it mean? The one of many accomplishments, achievements from Kapsel, Shariba Vikibetz Poyel Matera. He increased and he helped promote the learning of Torah. Vuhika Ashne Ariel Mayav Shaleinir Kamaisai. That means no one was left over on his level after he was gone. Lev Mikdash Risha Mikdashani, not on the first base of Mikdash, not on the second base of Mikdash. Vuyard Vikas Arib Mesech Abair Biyamishalag. What does that mean? In the snowy day, he put the lion in the pit, he hit the lion in the pit. Ikadarmi Sam said the Tavik is the Barda. He actually broke through ice that came over water in order to go to the mikveh. He learned the entire sifter rav in a winter day. We know winter days are shorter. It's much shorter days than he learned the entire sifter rav in a shorter winter day. On the side that he went to the mikveh, so the first will explain, why did he go to the mikveh? Because he was a tummy to miscarry, Rashi says. And he went to the mikveh because he wanted to go to the mikveh for learning in tummy miscarry. And some of the mifarshim ask, that what does it mean? The whole din of Maraschias, other Achrayim, the whole din of Tfilas Ezra only was Masakin many years later, many years after he lived. How can you tell me he was being Makbid for Tfilas Ezra when Takanas Ezra didn't even exist yet? They want to say that perhaps even if the Takan itself didn't exist, the concept existed, and therefore he was Makbid to go to the mikveh for Tumas Keri even prior to the Takanas Ezra. Hamesim, here's the words that we need from before. Hamesim ain't Yedimum, the Mesim don't know anything. That was the words that Rav Yenison said to Rav Chizda, that the Mason don't know anything, and therefore I'll be concerned about wearing Terabchia, sorry. And I'll be concerned about wearing Matzitzis in the basic verse. So he said back, here's the Taich. Elu Rosham Shebechayim Kir Mason. Mason don't know anything is coming to refer to Mason that even when they're alive, they're considered dead. Shinem, like it says, Vatachol Rosha Nasi Yisrael. It says, Vatachol Rosha calls them the corpse of the Rosha Nasi Yisrael, calls them corpse ready, even Bechayev. If you say Mehacha, Apishtaim Edom Ayal Pishlesha. Adam, you must have mace. The mace should die. Chayu, in both these cases, he's still alive, and we're still calling him dead. Ela mace meikara, he's already considered dead. Meikara is dead, even when he's still alive. A rishayim b'chayayim are called mace. That's what it means. When it says the mace don't know ma'uma, it doesn't mean that the mace, once they're dead, know nothing. It means rishayim, even in the lifetimes, are already considered mace. But a person who's dead does know what's going on, and therefore one should not shepherd the mace in the basic verse. And this will be the whole focus of conversation for this whole Amud, whether or not Mason knows what's going on in this world. The sons of Rechia went out to the villages. They had some assets over there. They went to go tend to their assets, their fields, whatever it may be. And it became heavy on them, their learning. They had a hard time remembering the learning. And they were taking a lot of tsar to try to remember what they took pains to remember the learning. Amalei Chadachaver once said to his friend, Yaduva mehai tsar, did our father know the tsar we're going through right now? Amalei Idach Lavon Sabak, Menayada. How would he know? It says in the Pesukim, the sons may get covered, and he won't know. He's not around to know about it. The other son said back, does father not know about Atzar? It says in the Pesuk, Ach b'sari olav yichav, v'nafshe olav teichel. That the rima, a worm, in the b'sar mace is like a needle on a live person. So when it says, Ach b'sari olav yichav, his b'sar has pains, it's talking about when a person is dead, and he feels pain when the worm's eating his flesh. So you see the mace does know, and he does have feelings. Says the Gemara, Amri, that's not an answer. Our conversation of the sons were whether or not the father recognized the son's tsar, but the the mace's own tzar. Indeed, the mace recognizes its own tzar after misa, but we still haven't proven whether the mace recognizes the tzar of others, the tzar of his children, whether he knows what's going on by others after misa. V'lei esmar, is that not so? Does the mace not know what's going on with others? For Tanya, there was a story. Mais b'chassid echad, this story with a chassid, is big, a very generous person. Shanit din alani b'erev Hashanah b'shas b'tzuris. It was a year of hunger, and he didn't have much, and he gave his dinar and erev Hashanah to an ani, and he didn't even have for himself, and he gave away to the ani, and his wife got very upset. His wife was upset at him. She threw him out of the house. She was angry at him, so he went to go sleep in the basic verse. V'shama shtei ruchas shem esapis ozu, and he heard two spirits speaking one to another. Amachat l'chaver, to one said to a friend, let's go and hover around the world. Finish my mechayr parkin. Hear what's going on the other side of the curtain. Ma paranis balelim. What tzaras are destined to come to the world? The amr lechaver, the friend said, I can't. Any yichila. I'm not able to come with you. Shani kfor machsel shakanim. I can't come with you because I'm buried in a mat of reeds. So this is a discussion of first on what the issue was. Either two mahalchim. Either she was saying that her tachrichin, her burial shrouds, were embarrassing, and even though she's not physically roaming the world, if she, because she was buried in embarrassing burial shrouds, she didn't feel comfortable going around. It'll still be noticeable when she would hover around wherever she went that she was wearing burial shrouds that were not bakavadik. That's one malach. Other malach is that the body decomposes. Until the body decomposes, the spirit is not free to run. And when a person is buried in a mat of reeds, it takes longer for the body to decompose. So she was saying, my body hasn't decomposed yet, and therefore my spirit is not free to roam around. Either way, so she responded to her friend, I can't go with you. Elchiat, you go. Umashat shamas, I'm really, whatever you hear, mechayr parget, tell me. Halcha, the other friend, taka went. Vishama, vishatab uva, she roamed around and she returned. Amrila, chaverta, she had her friend, chavrasi, mashamata, her friend said to her, what did you hear, mechayr parget? Amrila, she said, shamata, she calls Rebbe Revi Rishaina, barad malka. They say, whoever plants a crop in the first winter rain is going to be affected by hail. The hail is going to destroy it. So therefore, it's a bad omen. It's going to be bad luck. Whoever plants at that time, this fellow was sleeping in the basic forest. He overheard the conversation. What did he do? He went and planted by the second timing of rain, the second set of rain. Everyone was planted by the first. Their crops got messed up. And his were not destroyed. So it was a double whammy because his weren't and everyone else was. The value of his was worth much more. He did really well. He had a very successful year. The next year, on his own now, he went to sleep in the cemetery again. The night of Rosh Hashanah, went to sleep in the cemetery. He heard the two ruchas speaking one with another. Let's go roam around and see what's going on. Menishma mechayr parged by paranis b'leilim. Let's hear from the chayr parged what misfortune is going to come into the world. Armala, she said, chavrasi, my friend, likach lamartalach. Didn't I tell you? It is already a year later. En yichayla, I can't come with you. Shani kivur machatzal sekanim. I was buried in a mat of reeds. I can't come with you. Elchiat again. You go. Umashat shemas b'leiv army. What you hear? Come back and tell me. Halchav shatav avash. She went, roamed around, and came back. Amla chaverta. Her friend asked her when she came back. Chavrasi, mashabat mechayr parged. What do you hear at the other end behind the curtain? Armala. So she said to her, shemati. This year is opposite. She calls Rebbe Revi Shnia. Shdaf malkei. So whoever waits till the second Revi, the second set of rain, they're going to have an issue. They're going to have a wind blast. Is going to destroy. Dry winds going to destroy their crop. So people are going to say, "Oh, last year we planted by the first rain. Let's go to the second rain. It's going to be a problem because the second rain is going to be a problem this year." So what did this guy do? We hear the message. By the way, what are the rain seasons? Rashi explains, or the first revia, second revia is the first rain is on the Shiva Asar on the 17th of Cheshvan, and the second rain is on the 23rd. Of Cheshvan, and the third rain is on the 1st of Kislev. So it's very close time. It's 7 days, essentially, 17th of Kislev, 23rd of Kislev, or, I'm sorry, 17th of Cheshvan, 23rd of Cheshvan, or the 1st of Kislev. It's almost like seven days apart. So what did he do? Guy got the message. He went and planted in the first Revi this time, because he wanted to avoid this calamity. Shekalim Kulin and stuff, they all had planted by the second Revi'ah this time because they got the message from last year. And then, unfortunately, the whole world's crops got wind blasted. Vishleila Nishtav, and again, his survived. Amal Ishtav, his wife said, you know, once you got lucky, Mela. What's going on over here? Twice? Last year, it all got damaged by hail. Yours wasn't damaged. This year, all got wind blasted. Yours was wind blasted. What secret do you have? The husband told the wife this whole story, what he heard in the basic verse. Amru, they said, it wasn't many days, where this woman, this wife, got into a fight, this chassid's wife got into a fight with the mother of that young girl that was buried in the matting of reeds. Armalah and the wife said to the mother, come, I'll show you your daughter is buried in a mat of reeds, which is embarrassing. I'll show you your daughter is buried in a mat of reeds. That was, she threw in that line, emailed argument. The next year, he went to go do a secret trick and go to Beis HaKvaros to find out his stock tips. Halach v'lam Beis HaKvaros, he went to Beis HaKvaros, v'sham ha'isim baruchas v'sham ha'sapis v'azu, and he heard the spirits talking again. Amar la, and one of them said to the other, let's go roam the world again. V'nishma ha'mechar pargad ma, Peronis ba'ilim, we'll hear mechar pargad, what Peronis is happening in the veld. Amar la, the friend said back, chavreni inichi, leave me alone, I don't want to be involved in this. Things that we, you and I are talking about, it's clear that the Chayim know about it. So we see from this whole story that the Mesim did find out, they know about what's going on in the world, and they even knew that the story got out that this that the girl's mother had been disparaged by the wife of the pious person. Alma Yadi, so you see the Mesim know what's going on, says Mar Nadaraya, Tilma Inish Achwina Shachav Azov Amarlu. Maybe a person in the interim had died and came and told over to these spirits, someone who was in this world told over the story that what happened in this world. But the spirits alone were not aware on their own what happened in this world. They only found out from someone that came to that was Nifter and revealed to them, and therefore we have no raya that the Mesim know what's going on in this world. Tashima, another proof where the Mesim are aware of what happens in this world. Ziri have mafkid gezuzi gabesh because ush bezichte. Ziri had some money that he let kept as a bekadam by his landlord. Ad dasi vasav levei rav shchiva. While he was away, she died. The landlord died. Landlady, she died, and Ziri didn't know where she had put the money. Azabas with chatzar mavis. He followed her to the chatzar mavis. Amrla, and he said to her, chatzar mavis. Rashi says it's just a fancy word for the cemetery. The guy learns it's actually something a little more deep. It's he went to like the spiritual realm of death. Amrlai said to her, Zuzi, where's my money? Amrlai, she said to him, Zilshaklinu metusei bitsunura didasha beduch plan. Go take it from underneath, like the threshold by the door, or the pivot by the door, in this place, ve'emela le'ima. And then she said also, tell my mother, Tishadlim li misarki, v'guvasai, tekuchla, send my comb and my makeup, bahadi planasa dasa lemacher, together with so-and-so who's coming tomorrow. So Nebuch so-and-so received a basura that they'll leave this world tomorrow. At least they got a heads up. But you see, Clara, that this lady knew what was happening in the world. She knew what was going on in the world the next day because she said where the money's buried. And more importantly, she said who's going to be dying the next day. So she's aware of what's happening. Says the Gemara, Dilma Duma Kadum Machers Lahu. Maybe Duma called out, meaning the Malach Duma who's in charge of the of taking the neshamas, of taking away people from this world. So maybe Duma had already announced that day who's coming and joining the next day, and therefore typically Mesim do not know what's going to be happening or what is happening in the world, and this is a unique situation where she had heard, this woman, deceased woman, had heard from the mouth of Duma. Tashima. Avud Shmuel was watching the money of Yisayimim. When Shmuel's father was Nifter, Shmuel was not with him, so he didn't get a chance to tell Shmuel where the money was hidden. People were calling Shmuel, the one who ate. Shmuel couldn't procure, couldn't come up with the money, where the Yisayimim's money was. He didn't know where it was, and people were accusing him of eating the orphan's money. So he followed his father's chatzimavus. Again, according to Rashi, that would mean the Beis HaKvaros. According to Shmuel, according to the Gayan, it would mean the spiritual realm. So actually over here, the Mefarshim point out that it's difficult to say that Shmuel went to Beis HaKvaros because Shmuel was a Kayin. Shmuel was a Kayin. So it fits very well if you go like the Gayan, that he went in some sort of spiritual realm, or others want to say that Shmuel was specifically was a dream. It wasn't a reality. And therefore he visited his father in the dream. That's where he got this information. Amalu, he said to them, Be'inab Abba, I seek out Abba. His name was, Shmuel's father was Abba. Amalei, Avut, Abba Tuvikacha. There are many people named Abba here. Amalu, Be'inab Abba Abba. I'm looking for Abba, the son of Abba. Abba Abba Nami Tuvikacha. There's many Abba Abbas. This gets back to the old question, by the way, that if Shmuel's father was, if he was referring to him as Abba as endearment, that's fine. If his name was Abba, how was he allowed to call his father by his, and that's the Pasha says that was his name, how was he able to call his father by his first name? So we discuss elsewhere, okay? So either way, the people told Shmuel, there's many Abba Abbas here. So, Amar Lehu, Be'inan Abba Abba Avu the Shmuel. I'm looking for Abba, the son of Abba, who's the father of Shmuel. Hecha, where is he? Amalei, Salkam Sifta Rekia. He's already gone up to the Masifta Rekia. Adachi Chazal Levi, Yasav Abrai. Shmuel noticed Levi was sitting outside the inner circle. Amalei, Amayas Vabrai, why are you sitting outside? My time of the Salkas, why don't you go up to the Beis Medrash Rekia, like where they say my father is? Amalei, the Amrili, the reason is I haven't been accepted yet. is because they said to me, "Kol kihanech shani leselik this masifta Rav Afis." All the years that you didn't go to the base manager of Afis, and you caused him chlishes adas, you caused him stress for you not being in this base manager. Let me know the masif derikia. For that amount of years, you're not going to be admitted into the masif derikia. Meanwhile, I guess Shmuel's father heard the rash and he arrived. Shmuel saw his father was crying and laughing. Amalei, my time kabachis, why are you crying? Amalei, la'agal kasas, because you're going to be joining me soon, meaning Nebuch, you don't have that much time left. It's shortly after his father died, Shmuel himself died. My time, Shmuel said to him, says, "Father, so why are you laughing? Even though you're joining us soon, which is why I'm crying, I'm laughing because there's a major place for you in this world. You're very highly regarded in this Elam Emes." So Shmuel said, "If I'm so chashev, on my behalf, let them take Levi into the base manager Trichia." Fahu Levi, and they took Levi in. Amalei, Shmuel said to his father, "Zuz Dias Mehecha, where is the money of the assignment? Amalei, Zil Shaklinu Ba'amsa Derecha, go take it from inside the stone at the bottom of the mill. Eli, Vitatoy Didan, the money on top and bottom is ours. Umitsya Dias Mehecha, the money in the middle is the assignment." So there's money, there's three piles of money there. Top and bottom is ours. The money in the middle is the assignment. Amalei, my time of Zachis, why did you do it that way? Amalei, Iganav, Viganav, Meganav, Midan. Because I wondered if someone's going to steal from the top. The first thing they would steal is the top money. Let them steal ours. If the earth caused the money to disintegrate, let it be again. Our money on the bottom would disintegrate. Let the Yisrael's money be protected. Says Gemara Alma. The other, we see that the Mesim know what's going on in the world because they know what's going on. Shmuel's Rashi says because Shmuel's father knew how highly respected Shmuel was in Shemayim. That's what Rashi learns. Taisa says that the fact that Shmuel's father knew Shmuel was going to be nifter, similar, right, to what we just said before with the woman who told her mother, "Send my comb and my makeup with this other girl's going to be nifter." Says Gemara Dil Mashani Shmuel, "Kivin the Chashiv Kadmi Machris Panamakim." Shmuel's different, and you can't say we had this answer we said before about Duma making the announcement, because that was the day before maybe, but he didn't say over here that Shmuel was going to die the next day. So the verse says still Shmuel is different because Shmuel was so chashiv, therefore maybe they made a proclamation before he was nifter, panamaka, make room for this great person that's about to be coming, so soon to be coming. So therefore the verse says maybe the Mason don't know in general what's happening, but specifically by Shmuel, who was the Gadol Adar, maybe over there the Mason were aware. We'll pick it up here tomorrow.